Just thought I'd kill two birds with one stone and jam a bit and watch some news, yeah? Commercial now, though. Everybody that gets the coronavirus that works for the government all says the same thing. Like, oh, thank God I was vaccinated. This is what happened. Still caught it and I was positive, but thank God I had a vaccine or else it would be worse. And of course, that's they can't prove that. That's just a faith based statement. They just finished hounding everybody for months and months and months to get vaccinated, so it doesn't really fit too well into their narrative to sell the vaccine down the river when they get infected. So their messaging has been the exact opposite, where they praise the vaccine every time they get infected. Kind of like a cult, right? Yeah. Just say like everybody's got two stenches and then they're releasing two colts. So they're burning gas, they're running coal, then some religion, and then some political party. Some people got three stenches and they got secret. Of U.S. children and teens have COVID antibodies. That's good because they need that. I think it's just a foreign virus. No, it's not even. It's a lot better than them getting it when they're young and getting antibodies instead of getting it when they're old and dying. Said that in the beginning. When people in Florida were out there partying on spring break and people were sitting in their houses in 2020 going, get inside, oh, they're terrible people. Going, no, they don't want to get it when they're old and die. They want to get it when they're young and get the antibodies. That's their choice. It's funny how a party like the Democratic Party that takes so many different types of people, colored people, that when it comes to different opinions or different, it's kind of like, no, this is it, this is the way we're doing it. If you think otherwise, you know, that's the best. You can be Mexican, Black, Asian. You name it. As long as you just think the exact same thing. Don't question. It's why there needs to be a different party with the left, not just the Democrats. Democratic socialists, they could call it, or LGBT, or whatever. But all those people on the far left are like not like the regular establishment left at all. I don't like political parties at all, though. Some countries do away with them all. I like that idea best. These legacy parties are probably going to be the only two parties the country ever has. Because the islands just have nobody representing them. They have such little money and power and influence. Most don't need daily aspirin product. Yep, I wouldn't take any pill every day. I would think I made some huge mistakes if I take a pill every day. Because it's better than a plant. They isolate a plant compound without the offsetting compounds, and then it causes some side effects, and the body has to excrete it with the organs, kidneys, everything that's run through your body. And I don't think that's as good as a plant. So it causes health problems, degenerative diseases like the slow breakdown of the tissues. Commercials, all the commercials. See that?
Oh. Thank you.
It's a place where the biggest names in home innovation can show off the latest gadgets, technology, and eco-friendly solutions. This right here is the Ideal Home Show. On display, everything you never knew you needed, from a robotic lawnmower to a device that provides an eco-alternative to laundry and dry cleaning, to your home's building materials.
The temperature in the house is more to do with energy conservation. We're talking about photovoltaics. We're talking about the use of particular glass in the windows as well. The idea is to reduce your heating costs and your home costs.
What if you could build your dream green home in less than a week? The designer behind the Future Living Home says they can save you time and space.
Steel frame homes are buildings of the future. So many house builders have land banks, thousands of acres of land which they don't develop. They look at increasing the value of the land before they get to site. What we can do is to build a house in literally 4 days on a current site. You can sell off that site even though you're not building in the next 4 to 5 years.
And if you're looking to harness the energy of the sun, rooftop solar panels are so last year. Try this instead. A high-end garden sculpture made of solar panels.
It's about making the most possible amount of space, making it more accessible. And also the beauty of this stuff, the solar panels, is that if you move a house, you can take it with you. You can't take your roof or your solar panels from your roof with you.
The ARC is made from organic materials and can produce enough energy to power an electric vehicle for up to 10,000 miles a year.
It has always produced a lot more. That's the technology keeps improving, the panels can be changed and upgraded so energy. We talked to you on the road coming in.
The industry for green living is shifting, and consumers, they're speaking up. They want sustainable solutions, and they want them now, with one big caveat.
I don't want products to be given a premium price tag because it's eco. That's bad business. That doesn't consume no good whatsoever. Actually, I want to be able to feel people buy the colour they want, the paint they want, the sofa they want, the rug they want, and do that knowing that it's not going to harm the environment.
Right, so now we're getting the affordability conversation, which is good. Hey, if you guys enjoy stories like this, join Steph and me from Apple TV. We elevate the conversation about climate, technology, sustainability, green living, and that's going to be noon Eastern every weekday right here on the Money Channel. What else?
Okay, let's get you out the door. So what's happening across parts of the Southeast and sure enough, we...
I'm good on the weather. See these machines that will pull water right out of the air. I think the problem is powering them and getting them to there.
Well,
we should be developing much better power sources. They can probably use solar too.
Those two countries who had been very reliant on Russia for energy supplies. I mean,
costs have skyrocketed since this war began, but they have been most painful.
Yeah, I'm thinking about writing a story about this.
Russia, they're most dependent on Russia to source.
I think there's a decent case to be made.
So it'll be painful for those countries, but you will see some kind of effects throughout the world as well.
Okay. Russia should stop gas supplies to Poland, Bulgaria, and Estonia.
Now says it worries about a major recession.
I wonder if somebody agreed to imagine if somebody agreed to supplement their loss and why they might do such a thing.
It's crazy. You worry about loss. If you look at a lot of other forecasters, they are also saying the risk of recession has been rising in recent months. And that's for a few different reasons. The primary one, of course, is the Fed. The fact that the Fed has to raise interest rates to deal with inflation. And the others have to do with the reasons why the Fed might have to ask that more aggressively. Things like the war in Ukraine and Russia disrupting the food and energy markets. Things like the lockdowns in China disrupting the global supply chain, which at some point looked like they were normalizing, as well as the stories of leaders like Biden shocks, things like the bird flu, and the drought in California also driving up food prices.
Is it recession?
Inflation is weird. It's almost like everybody deciding at one time that things are going to cost more. And of course, that's impossible, but it's almost like a chain reaction. Just one after the next. Boom, 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 boom. Raising prices. Like a domino effect.
Really big breaking news. Word that Russia is releasing American Trevor Reed. Stable stables.
That's the feeling I'm getting, is that these businesses are justifying raising their prices because their costs are going up slowly but surely for different reasons. Infodemic, how censorship and lies made the world. Commercials again. I like hearing experts in their field. Sometimes they have experts in different fields that they interview.
major breaking news, word that Russia is releasing American Trevor Reed, the Reed veteran,
gee,
who has been imprisoned there since 2020.
Was convicted of murder,
his family has always denied. In 2019, in prison since 2020, we have spoken
American
regularly with his parents, who have been very concerned about his condition, suffering from tuberculosis. They say internal bleeding in solitary confinement for months on end, and they had been begging for his release, and in contact with the Biden administration, pushing for some kind of prisoner exchange. And the word that is coming out now from a Russian foreign ministry spokesman via a Telegram channel, so a Russian state media, is that there has been some kind of agreement on an exchange. Brianna, again, and you have spoken so regularly to Trevor Reed's parents, they have been asking for just this type of thing. We are waiting for confirmation from the U.S. response to this.
Is
fascinating, and I'm very interested.
Because I see a lot of news
in this
man does not look sure. I think I've heard
of
him
in London for office. Let's go to Nana Bashir in London for Russian office, not for the Nelson Mandela said, it always seems impossible until it's done. States.
For much of this ordeal, Jonathan Frakes has been at her side every step of the way. He would not be here without today without his help. Aside from our own family, this worked out more than John to bring Trevor home. We're also grateful to Montel Williams for his support. John spent so much time on Trevor's case. We'd like to thank President Biden for his kindness, his consideration, and for making the decision to bring Trevor home. The President's actions made this save Trevor's life. We'd also like to thank Ambassador John Sullivan for his tremendous staff for believing in Trevor's innocence and for their zealous advocacy. Similarly, we'd like to thank NSA's Jake Sullivan, Alexander Miller, and Victoria Montesero in particular. Including Fletcher Show and Steve Keel and others. We can't say enough about the importance of the work they do every day for hostages and wrongfully detainees. We'd like to thank our wonderful Congressman, Bob Corker, for his unwavering support, Officer Paul, Senator Cornyn, Officer Jackson Lee, Leader McCarthy, Officer Castro, and so many others who worked together in bipartisan effort to bring Trevor home. Finally, we stand proudly from the Wheeler family and all the other families who detained Americans who are still waiting for home release. We'll continue to advocate for the rapid release of hostages and detainees using all the tools available to the United States government. Again, reading that statement for the very first time, seeing it along with all of you, the Reed family, thanking leaders of both parties, especially President Biden, for the release of their son. Let's go to CNN Chief National Security Correspondent Jim Sciutto, who is in Ukraine. Jim, this is going to be such a relief to the Reed family.
Well, question. Let's start with the family, right? If you're someone who's been in Russia for some 3 years now, this altercation, which led to his imprisonment in 2019, his imprisonment in 2020, and his parents, and as you and I have covered, going to Washington, going to the White House, pleading for help. They're pleading for a prisoner swap, like we've seen take place here. Trevor Reed in exchange for Konstantin Tymoshenko. He spends 20 years in prison. By their report back in 2010 involved in a DEA investigation of drug smuggling. So, of course, Trevor Reed first, family first. And Trevor Reed, by the way, his time in Russian prison, in addition to not knowing that his freedom has been difficult, he's had harsh right to protest, not just his imprisonment, but his treatment there. He's had symptoms of tuberculosis. More recently,